episode 465 of Global From Asia, and we're talking about getting wrecked and wrecked survivor wreck stories today and the show. And I'm here, just had a nice pizza in Chiang Mai and a coconut next to me. Let's tune in.
Welcome to the Global From Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you so much for choosing to watch or maybe listen to this old podcast, Global From Asia. Consistency. Andre, New Zealand, coming to Cross Border Summit, and appreciate you, man. Don't know if you watch or listen to this show, but he's coming to the summit, he's coming back to China or Asia, and he'll be coming down to Cross Border Summit Chiang Mai in November, and he was chatting to me, and he's like, I'm one of the most consistent people on content he knows, which I was like, wow, for real. But it's almost like ingrained in my blood. Actually, speaking of my blood, I just talked to my dad. He's given over 120 gallons of blood since I was a kid. And he's going right now, I think, as recording this. Shout out to my dad, saving lives, giving blood. Mine's a different kind of blood content, but I feel like I have to keep these going. 465 shows, and this one is, I was down in Bangkok a week or two ago and did a video blog on Mike's blog, but some people are like, oh, I want the full talk. So I have like a 20 or so minute talk of my story getting wrecked, meaning like getting destroyed in Web3 on crypto, as well as in Web2 in e-commerce. So I figured I'd put the full one on this show where I am pretty raw. People know me, I get a lot of people saying don't talk about the bad stuff, don't do those, it's not good for your brand or blah blah blah, but I keep it real. I've talked about failures a lot. These are some epic failures, but without failures I don't believe you'd have success. If you don't put yourself out there and you're not willing to fail, you're not going to succeed. And especially in Asia, there's still this culture of families or culture pressure to not fail and lose face for your family. But I hope people are getting over that hump. And I'm trying to do my part, so I'm sharing some failures today. So I hope you enjoy. And then after, we'll talk a little bit more about those after the talk. See you in the talk. Do you enjoy the podcast Global From Asia? Do you enjoy all the community events that we do? The best way to support is coming out to our annual crossbordersummit.com in Chiang Mai this November 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2025. I have amazing speakers, amazing people getting together. We're pushing the limits. We're making things happen. This is where the movers and shakers and the deal makers come. It's a limited supply of attendees and tickets, and we have been selling out every year. So I recommend checking out earlier, crossbordersummit.com. So I'm Mike Michelini, and I'm not going to share much about my project today, but I'm a founder of Hamza.market. It's a platform to buy and sell physical products with cryptocurrency, and decentralizing Amazon, Lazada, Shopee to give sellers like me real ownership and power. But I'm going to share some of my wreck stories. I have so many wreck stories, but I'm going to share three.
It's personal or someone else?
Everything is personal.
Your friend.
Okay, cool. So in Web2, right after coronavirus, I started a new brand called Asato. Okay, you can look it up. It's actually doing, we survived being wrecked, but we sent 2 containers, 40-foot containers, ocean containers from Thailand to LA, and my friend was starting a 3PL, which is like a warehousing company. If anyone knows 3PL, it's like third-party logistics. He says, I'll take care of you, just send the containers, and I'll give you a really good deal. Turns out the deal was, I don't know, it's just $25,000 to get my products out of his warehouse, so I felt like I went to like a Venus flytrap where I sent about $100,000 of product, plus I spent $20,000 on container shipping from Thailand, and then I want to send it to Amazon. And then he's like, oh, the receiving fee and my software fee, and I don't know, I guess It really sucks because he was my friend for like 11 years. And I think he was going bankrupt because he did this a couple other my friends. I think he was just trying to get as much money as he could. But basically, I somehow got half of it out. I paid him some of it. And another logistics company picked it up and took it out. But we only got one trip. And the other trip, he left it outside and it got soaked in the rain in LA. So that was pretty wrecked. But the product, you can look it up, Asato. It's doing 7 figures now. So we're a million-dollar brand on Amazon. So I survived. We kept sending product and financing more product to dig out. But that's the first wrecked story. That was 2022. But this doesn't, you know, I started with Web 2 because everybody thinks Web 3s are scams, but there's scammers everywhere, right? There's scammers in Web 2, Web 3. So you and maybe he has a reason. Honestly, it really is horrible. Like he doesn't answer my calls. He doesn't respond to me. So I don't know what his reason was, but I guess he had a reason. But you just keep going. In my opinion, I mean, that's being a founder, being an entrepreneur, whether it's as an investor or as an entrepreneur, you're going to get wrecked. But this is... I can't really even read it myself.
It's AI, man.
AI made this for me. I put the text and it made it in Gamma. But the point is, you're gonna get wrecked in any kind of business. If of course you try to protect your downside, but I guess I should have had a contract with them. But what am I gonna do? Sue them? Even in Web 2, what are you gonna do in Web 2? People think Web 2 is safer. You know, if you're a small business, even if it's $100,000, am I really gonna go to court over $100,000? It's not worth it, even 100 grand. So people think Web 2 is safer than Web 3, but I mean, small businesses scam each other all the time in Web 2, and there's nothing you can do about it. So the next one is a Web 3 wrecked. So this one was Sentinel Blockchain. I know the founders, I know the foundation. I pitched them in 2021 to make a hardware project of a router. So it's a decentralized VPN, it's DVPN ticker. And I pitched the foundation to let me, when I was stuck in China during coronavirus, to make a physical device, like a DPIN project, for their protocol so that people could mine by providing bandwidth with a VPN. And I pre-sold 100 of them, and I raised money. And then I paid 30% on the factory in Shenzhen, China. And then the software couldn't integrate on the hardware. So... It was a huge nightmare. I'm also doxxed in that project. Now I know why people are sometimes anonymous in Web3, because you get a random anonymous people harassing you like everywhere.
Find you.
Yeah. Yeah. They find you everywhere. So I have people finding me on every platform, and they can get I guess because they're anonymous, they think they can just say anything to you, and it burned me out for sure. But we're still working on this, honestly. If anybody wants to test a new software I just developed, yeah? It's around Raspberry Pi, if you're willing to tinker with a
Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're working on it still. But yeah, it's been 4 years. 4 years, man. I can't believe 2021 is 4 years ago. But we started this in April 2021. But in Web3 wrecked, a lot of people overpromise. Maybe even myself included sometimes. You think it's easier than it would be. Oh, I have this blockchain protocol and it has a VPN service, and why can't we just put hardware and integrate it? Things are not as easy. And in Web3, it's so easy, like, oh, we're gonna make tokens and we're gonna have incentive pools, and then the first batch of buyers are gonna get a higher incentive pool to use our hardware. But there's so many, especially, I think it is true, like Web3 people really don't execute. Web3 people are really good at marketing and hype. But when it actually comes to delivering, yeah, Web3 people, like, they disappear. There's so many, I've gotten so deep into a lot of things. I don't want to expose other things because the foundation would kill me. And I'm not part of that project formally as a foundation member. But there's I learned a lot in that project. And then a recent one, Coin Pizza Day. Anybody get some pizza on Bitcoin Pizza Day?
Yep. Yeah. Without Pizza Day, we're getting.
Yeah,
go every event here in Thailand, you will get pizza.
True.
Where's the true?
Yeah, in Thailand is all about let's get you the cheapest pizza. That was my thing of binary holding. So binary holding, if you're hearing this, your pizza is the worst fucking thing you can do for people. Like, don't be cheap. Like, it's 300 baht pizzas. Why are you feeding us bread?
So I'm based in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and I heard about Pizza Dao. So Pizza Dao is a Dao, I think it's been around like since the last cycle. I don't know what year. It's like 2018, 2019, maybe even earlier. And they have a Bitcoin Pizza Day every year. And they have funds. So basically, it's a cool project. So you can apply to be an organizer to organize a Pizza Day in your city. So I didn't do it. I didn't even know about it, but I heard about it. Some anonymous person applied to do the Chiang Mai Pizza Day. Put out posters, found a location, promoted it. I heard about it. I started telling my friends. I go there. He rugged.
What?
The rugged. the guy didn't show up and was anonymous. Deleted his Telegram. Deleted the Facebook event. Deleted like all this stuff. And then I contacted the Dao Pizza Dao guys a day, and he's one of it. And I was like, dude, it's like the guy they ghosted. And then they're like, oh yeah, he pushed us to pay yesterday because he said 300 people registered and he didn't have enough money. So he like took like, I don't know, I think like $400 or $500, $600 US and then rugged.
What?
Yeah.
So you hear it right, like, so I'm a member of Pizza Dao. We actually hosted Pizza Dao in Bangkok. We had over 100 people attend. I've been a member of Pizza Dao for 3 years. I know this Chiang Mai story, but that's just the way things go, unfortunately. When we talk about decentralization, sorry to hijack.
No, go ahead.
We talk about decentralization, we talk about DAOs, we talk about self-sovereignty, we talk about self-ownership, self-regulation. What happens there is we started with a very good intention. And the intention is, if I sit across you on the table, and if we have a drink or a meal or a conversation, then we come from a background where if you say I owe you, then it's an I owe you, right? So if you say, hey Mo, I don't have my card, can you get me this time and next time I'll buy you some beer, right? That's an I owe you, that's a man to man I owe you. That's how decentralization ethos and principles started. However, what it attracted, and it keeps attracting, are opportunists,
yeah,
right? And those are people that see that shiny thing, have no skills, have no principles, have no foundation, have no, you need to have ethics, right? Like how, like it's a very old way of saying, how do you go to sleep when you do something bad, right? They do, and they sleep very well in their penthouse, and they wake up the next day with a lady boy, and they continue doing this, right? These are the same people. Sorry if anybody likes lady boys. This is exactly what happened, right? A DAO is started with the intention of what? By saying a core team of individuals that have established and collected that experience, expertise, because they paid the price, are now wanting to transfer that knowledge and give that power onto the hands of others, right? So we will open that for you with the treasury or with benefits.
Yeah.
What happens most of the time is people can manipulate that system, walk in, tell you that they're the best at what they do, and they get those funds. Again, I'm not trying to sell shill, but short shill, only founders. We meet founders every day, right? That are like, they're selling the dream, they're like, great, they're doing this. And I sit with them. My only question to every founder is one, always, for the bullshit meter, tell me about your distribution. If any founder can tell me about their distribution, we deploy capital, right? 99% of founders fail there. I don't want to know about the tech. I don't want to know about anything. Tell me distribution, right? 99% founders fail there. The next question, tell me about your token economy. They fail there, right? And this proves a point that you're playing in a game that you don't understand the rules. I told Milton yesterday when we were talking, I was like, sorry to hijack this, but very simple, right? I was like, the game is simple, right? I say, like, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends, and we're gonna go play basketball, for example, right? So we have court, we have everything, and Milton says, I'm gonna show up, and I have the ball. So I trust him, because I said we're gonna play basketball in a court, right? And he shows up with the football. That's fucked up. Second scenario is Milton shows up by saying, I wanna play the game, but he's wearing his golf shoes. Right? That currently is the situation that we're in Web3. Everybody can bullshit their way all the way through, and there's no other layer of validating, checking, and authenticating. If that person that you're giving authority to, ownership to, or doing a transaction with, is capable of delivering. Same thing with KOLs. That's why I'm anti-KOL. Name me one good KOL.
Me. You're right.
This one is okay because he's not okay. This one is an exception. But name me one. Anyone here has worked with any KOL that they can literally say that this is one of the top tier KOL that they work with? Please, anyone. I would like to know a name. Anyone? No, right? Yet, every startup chooses to spend over 30% of their raises on KOLs, calling it distribution. That is not distribution. That is money laundering. Distribution is when you can entice, when you can make an awareness, and then bring them to be your users. We all wear shoes, right? Does Adidas pay you to wear Adidas? Right? You still go and buy them, right?
I think these are fake ones,
right?
Actually.
I don't make content about it. I don't post it on my Instagram. I don't post it on my Facebook. I pay for it, right? How is it that we are trying to change an industry with the narrative of saying that we're going to take the money that we give to distributors and give it back to the community through ownership, so we're not going to pay for ads, but we'll give it to the community, but then we're giving it to the community that doesn't use your product and doesn't even know your product. They're dumbass, and you're paying them huge amount of your equity and token allocation for mindshare. What mindshare? It's brain rot. That's not mindshare. You have no users. Show me one project on Kaito. Kaito has distributed, by the way. Sorry to hijack this. Kaito has distributed $970 million in token since they launched. $970 million. So they're getting close to $1 billion on token distributed, right? Not a single project on Kaito has sustained from launch. Average debt on Kaito, every project launch is 65%. Who pays the price? Founders like you, founders like me, founders like you, founders, every founder in this room, every backer in this room, every supporter in this room. Surprise. Who gets threatened on your Discord? Who gets threatening messages on your Telegram? Who gets emails? Who gets really random things? Who gets hacked? The founder. Whose treasury gets drained? The founder. Whose community crumbles? The founder.
Can I add something here? The thing is that I'm super, let's say, supporting you in terms of the founders. But let's look on another shady story named investors and VCs who's behind.
Oh, the VCs.
Keep talking.
But because I used to invest in product, and we understand that the project is doing everything for good, distribution, taking care about the planet, bullshit stories. I never even look at this person because this is money losing.
Mm-hmm.
If I know someone who really know how to, sorry, cheat others and don't cheat me, I need to have some control of this motherfucker, sorry. I will use him, give money, will abuse someone else, I will make a profit.
I agree.
This is funny story. I 100% agree.
I was on GameSpace with Gate Ventures 2 weeks back, and they clearly said that the VCs are only deploying capital with projects that they can liquidate very quickly.
Yeah.
What does that even? So what does that mean? That means A, they're not VCs anymore. They're venture capitalists.
Yes.
My definition of VC is venture capitalists. If you want to get rich and you want to enjoy that experience, go talk to a VC.
Right? I can get this on a CX that works too.
Yeah, everything, right? It's the same thing. Like, that's why we are stuck in a position where we have these events. Marco, what correct is what? Each one of us has paid a price. Why have we paid the price? Because we believe someone's narrative. Why did we believe someone's narrative? Most of the time, because that narrative is true. It touches us. We believe in that message. We believe in that solution. We believe in that product. We believe in that person. But what we don't understand is who's behind this person, right? When you get to understand this, and if you can see this, you then understand if you really want to invest. And it's very easy to distract, right? If you go, any of you that live in Thailand or in Bangkok, if you go down to Soi Hot, it's all those glamorous lights. They are easy to distract you. Everything looks pretty when you have a few beers, and everything looks attractive, right? That's what Web3 crypto Twitter is right now. It's everyone talking about everything, right? Walk in and talk to any of them. Ask them, tell me, walk me through a product, right? Ask them, walk me through a product. Like, just give me a walk-through tutorial.
Right now, on the meme coins,
right? And that's why I love meme coins. Why? Because there is no reality. It's a dream, right? And you're just betting on when the bubble will burst and when the dream is over. And when it becomes a nightmare. So you're just betting, right? It's kind of like a casino. For me,
like,
for example.
Say something.
Yeah.
Meme coins are the most honest coins.
They are the most honest. Meme coins are the best because it's a casino. You just go in and say, I bet till I'm over.
Guys, at the risk of just turning into a panel, that's not my finish.
Sorry about that.
Almost done.
After this anyway.
Yeah.
I'm at the pizza. So basically the pizza is, they're cool. Like actually, like I said, this anonymous dude like ripped off the DAO. But I bought the pizzas myself because I had a lot of my friends come in and it was a good time. So I just prepaid and they reimbursed me. The DAO reimbursed me. So it worked out. And it was only a couple $100, so it wasn't even a big deal. But just to recap, I kind of went through three different ones. Web 2 wrecked, Web 3 wrecked in real life. Well, kind of maybe Web 3, but in real life wrecked. But I feel like it's part of the game, it's part of learning, right? Especially in Asia, a lot of people are, the families and the cultures to teach you not to take a risk, to not to fail. But I'm happy to see like Bo founding as a Thai founder. I really want to see more Asia founders because I think the parents and the families tell them don't take a risk, don't fail, you lose face, you'll like tarnish the family's reputation or something. Maybe you guys could say it better than me, at least something like that. But I hope that there can be more like people willing to be wrecked, because I think if you're not going to take a risk and not be willing to put yourself out there and not become wrecked, you're not going to succeed. And I've succeeded many times. I have many successes. And that's only because I believe I've been able to put myself out there and to be wrecked. So I'm only sharing some of the wrecked, but I've had a lot of success. And some of those are becoming successes. So you will get wrecked. If you want, join the Wreck Survivor group. And this can be you. You can get anonymous people harassing you on the internet all day long and get ripped off by VCs. And well, you can't. Or you can join Wreck Survivors here. I'm a happy member and admin. And thanks for coming today. And we have another couple speakers.
One more
speaker. So Ed, and I'll be around. But thanks. I don't have any QR codes or anything, but if you're interested in like listing your product, I gotta get GoChu on Hamza if you want to list some products.
What's with you, bro?
Yeah. later. My hotel is right down the road.
Platform.
Okay. Thank you.
Attention e-commerce entrepreneurs, ready to take your business to the next level while living the VIP life in paradise? Join the GFA VIP Villa Mastermind Pattaya 2025, an exclusive 4-day mastermind for established e-commerce sellers. From July 13th to 16th, you'll be immersed in a luxury private villa with a pool, dedicated meeting spaces, and 10 hand-picked high-level entrepreneurs, all focused on growth, strategy, and big wins. Structured knowledge sharing sessions, actionable insights, and unmatched networking. Plus, adventure and fun in vibrant Pattaya. Spots are extremely limited. Secure your place before it's gone.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that talk. I love this camera, honestly. I got the GFA sticker on my microphone. I hope this audio is loud and clear. I know most of you still listen to the audio, not looking at my coconuts here in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Just had a nice pizza, talking to some friends, and doing this intro and outro. For GFA, shout out to Alvin, our amazing editor. We have an amazing team. We have an amazing mastermind in Pattaya. Basically a week. The show will go out. We'll be almost going to the mastermind. 10 amazing sellers, really experienced, and we're gonna make some upgrades. Upgrades on content, the way we do it using AI. I can't wait to just keep leveling up. And being willing to put yourself out there, being vulnerable, because you can't grow if you don't like share. And you don't share your hard times and your good times. And that's what I'm trying to do here. Even if we've never met, never talked, I hope this helped you. I hope this inspired you. Maybe you're laughing at me, calling me stupid for making mistakes I've made. sometimes I still feel embarrassed some of those mistakes I made. I try my best to accommodate the situation and keep as many people happy as possible, but it's kind of impossible. Take a sip of water out of this tin can. Thinking about some of those hard times. But you push yourself. In my opinion, that's just how you grow. Just like you grow a muscle, you grow your mind, you grow your ability to take risks and to win, to succeed. This is the way to succeed. Putting yourself out there, pushing your limit. So I hope you enjoy business on globalformation.com/wreckedsurvivor. Enjoy it. And you can watch my video blog, which is more like behind the scenes, personal, like 5-minute video at mikesblog.com/wreckedsurvivor. All right. Take care. See y'all later. Bye-bye.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.